May the words of my heart and lips and the meditation of all of our hearts together today help us to remember why we are born here on this earth to be love. And welcome to the practice of joy. Like the other gifts of the Spirit, we have focused on in Advent, hope and faith, peace and love. It may be simple, but it isn't always easy to build our spiritual muscle memory and open ourselves to the joy and gladness promised in the words of Isaiah that we heard in the Daily Word. As I prepared for our time together this morning, I knew I wanted to share the inspiration I found from two joyful, light-filled, deeply spiritual teachers, His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Emeritus of Southern Africa, Desmond Tutu. These two great friends spent a week together in 2015 in celebration of the Dalai Lama's 80th birthday. In the Book of Joy, Douglas Abrams makes visible their conversations about the nature of joy, obstacles to joy, and practices that help us find the pillars of joy, even in the midst of our very real, often painful life circumstances. Before we explore all of that, we'll begin with a short centering practice. The practice of setting an intention, doing that as shared by the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Tutu. They remind us that every conscious action begins with intention, which is simply a way to prepare our hearts and minds to face the day or to face whatever it is that is right in front of us. Our shared time of meditation, the longer meditation, will come at the end of the talk. So for now, wherever you are, whether here in the sanctuary, watching the live stream or watching the recording, please allow yourself to sit comfortably, sense the soles of your feet on the floor, on the ground. You might rest your hands on your legs or on your belly. Close your eyes or soften your gaze. And take several long breaths. Sensing your belly or chest rise and fall as you breathe. And now ask yourself, what is my heart's desire? What do I wish for myself, for my loved ones, for the world? Our deepest desires often lie beyond our temporary wishes and wants. They're likely to involve living with profound human values that lead to our greatest happiness, calling us back to our place within the fabric of life. And now state your intention silently to yourself. It can be as specific or general as arises in your heart. And if nothing arises in this moment, you might repeat these lines adapted from a traditional Tibetan prayer of the Four Immeasurables, which has guided many souls on their journey. May all beings attain happiness. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings never be separated from joy. May all beings abide in equanimity. May all beings never be separated from joy. For the Lord will comfort Zion. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. As we come back fully into the room, I invite you to gently hold your intention in your heart and mind, and take a moment now to think about how you might answer these two questions. What is joy? And where do you find it? If you ever have a chance to watch YouTube clips of these two holy men interacting with each other with such deep respect and affection, you'll get a glimpse of what joy is. The clear joy they take in each other and their friendship proves the truth of Anne Lamott saying, "Laughter is carbonated holiness." Thank you for proving that. One of the things I find compelling about their conversation is that their wisdom comes as much from years of real life as it does from their rootedness in Buddhism or Christianity. Life in exile, life under apartheid, countries in turmoil, even the aging and illness and tricky knees that they talk about in the book. And yet it opens with this from Desmond Tutu. We are fragile creatures, and it is from this weakness, not despite it, that we discover the possibility of true joy. From this weakness, not despite it. What a relief to know I don't have to get perfect or eliminate my own weaknesses, that we don't have to eliminate our weaknesses in order to trust that the joy I see on their faces is attainable. From their deep wells, and with the help of writer and editor Douglas Abrams, not Douglas Adams, of Hitchhiker's Guide fame, they take us on a journey into the heart of joy. So how do we fragile creatures describe joy? My teacher hat is definitely going to show up here as I talk for a few minutes about one of my joys, words. Language, the subtle variations in meaning that open up a whole new way of seeing. Early in their visit and in the book, Archbishop Tutu and the Dalai Lama tease out the definitions of joy and happiness. Abrams illustrates the challenge of embracing Tutu's words that joy subsumes happiness. Joy is the far greater thing. By looking to Paul Ekman, a famed emotions researcher and longtime friend of the Dalai Lama. But like that four-letter word love that I talked about last week, I bet we already know from our own experiences that the meaning of joy contains multitudes. Rather than a list of words and definitions, there's no vocabulary quiz, I promise. Here's what resonated for me as I read Ekman's list. Joy can be the simple pleasure of eating my favorite ice cream or watching the sun set over water. We bubble over in joyful laughter when a friend shares a funny story or your dad tells a dad joke. Joy can mean the contentment we feel in the presence of grandbabies or a dear pet or a beloved. Joy is lively when it contains wonder or bliss or excitement. It's Schadenfreude when we're gleeful over somebody else's downfall. We may feel joy as relief when a worry or a fear passes. But Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama point us to a deeper, lasting joy. Joy as a way of being. A spiritual radiance that encompasses the joy and gladness, the thanksgiving we read in Isaiah, and the joy that Buddhists call mudita, rejoicing in the happiness and good fortune of others. How do we embrace that radiant, lasting joy? And what gets in our way? You are made for perfection, but you are not yet perfect. You are a masterpiece in the making. Desmond Tutu. In the section of the book that covers days 2 and 3 of their visit, the Archbishop and the Dalai Lama name and describe, with great compassion for their own humanity and ours, 8 ways we shut ourselves off from accessing that deeper, lasting joy. Fear, stress, and anxiety. Frustration and anger. Sadness and grief. Despair. Loneliness. Envy. Suffering and adversity. Illness and fear of death. At different times in our life, or even different days in our week, we each face these obstacles to some degree. I may not envy my neighbor's car or house, but what if I envy someone else's talents, or health, or family? At times, we may feel completely overwhelmed by the magnitude of our worries and stress, by the crushing weight of our grief, by the loneliness and isolation we have felt so keenly in these past 2 years. We may intellectually understand that death is a part of life, but then a moment comes that forces us to go beyond an abstract understanding, an abstract fear, to a sudden and unavoidable reckoning with our own mortality or that of someone we cherish. But of course, these obstacles are not the last word. The beauty culled from days 4 and 5 of their teaching are the 8 pillars of joy. Gifts that are as present as our obstacles, and in fact are sometimes the paradoxical flip side of the coin. Here is found the reminder that our way to joy is not through denying or eliminating the very real, poignant, frustrating obstacles we face. The way to joy asks us to take a God view, to step back from our own pain and find the larger view that gives us space to heal. The way to lasting joy begins then, says the Dalai Lama, with a shift in perspective from oneself and toward others, from anguish to compassion. Seeing that others are suffering as well, we recognize we are not alone. our pain is lessened. This recognition that we are all connected is the birth of empathy and compassion. And Archbishop Tutu reminds us that when we fail at shifting our perspective, we are called to treat ourselves with compassion too. Perspective, humility, humor, the acceptance of that which is, that is the place where change and healing begin. We fill ourselves at the well with these qualities of mind and the qualities of heart, of forgiveness that frees us from the past, gratitude, compassion, generosity. And once again, we come to the practices that help us fill our wells, that help us find enough spaciousness to witness our habits, our ways of getting stuck, our painful circumstances, even our joys. Another of my spiritual mentors, Star Regan DiCiurcio, writes about joy as an enduring encounter with spirit. It is a reflection of coming into wholeness, into our true selves, much like the remembering that happens in that song. Echoing the wisdom of the Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu, Star writes in her book, Divine Sparks, as we share our joy and suffering, we come to know our own humanity. It is at once extraordinary and singular, as well as universal and timeless. The particulars of our joy are known to us, but if we look deeply, they unite us to all those who have been uplifted in the same way. The depths of our sorrow feel isolating and beyond anyone else's comprehension. In fact, that very pain is the path to a true understanding of our brothers and sisters across all time and cultures. These opportunities to encounter our joy and suffering and awareness are ours to embrace. This may take courage, but it is the fullness of life that awaits us in these encounters with spirit. Encounters with spirit. Prayer and contemplation, meditation, resting in the stillness. We know these simple but not always easy practices help turn grief from despair into the depth of love that continues to light our sense of purpose. In the stillness, we notice envy and let it melt into gratitude. In the quiet, the carbonated holiness of laughter helps dissipate our frustration. And sometimes, in the quiet, we hear the voices of anger and compassion speak together, calling for justice, calling us once again to be love at work in the world. And that brings me always back to you, to us, to the reality that, yes, there is deep, individual, soulful inner work that for each of us must be part of our growing awareness of where God is calling. But always, always there is the presence of God in you that lights the way for me to experience the presence of God in me. That is the vital gift of spiritual companions, living, praying, being in community. And again, from the Book of Joy. Real knowledge and wisdom take time. These practices reward and deepen through continued effort. Usually when we start meditating or praying, I would have used the word sometimes, but Desmond Tutu used usually, we can experience what the Archbishop calls spiritual sweets, or the tingling and calming that comes from beginning to pay attention to our inner life. Like sweets, these are tasty. But the real benefits occur as we create a container into which we can pour our heart and soul as we experience the joys and sorrows of life. Not all practices work for all people. Find what works best for you. Our sharing in the fellowship the last few weeks that has focused on what are those spiritual practices that ground us in these spiritual gifts has been so rich, rich with vulnerability and humor and the very real sharing of lives. If you haven't had a chance to do that yet, I do invite you to join us on Zoom for that fellowship hour. So as we come now to our time of meditation on this last Sunday of Advent, we rejoice in the spiritual gifts we encounter in our time together. We rejoice in our shared Christ consciousness that unites us beyond limits of time and place. As we journey together, may you feel the presence of God within, whispering songs of hope, peace, love, and joy. And now I invite you once again to close your eyes as we come into our time of shared meditation, or let your gaze simply soften. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, allow yourself to settle, to soften comfortably wherever you are. Feel the soles of your feet resting on the floor, and imagine your feet rooted to the earth. Sense your legs and hips and back, and feel all the places where your body is touching your chair. And feel yourself rooted and grounded. Think back to the intention you said earlier, and let it fully arise. Or perhaps be refined now in your heart. Bring to mind again how you answered these questions. What is joy? Where do you find joy? And now think about what are your obstacles to joy. And hold those obstacles lightly in your heart with self-compassion. Bringing awareness again to your own breath, sense the rhythm of your breath in and breath out. this stillness. Notice with compassion your fear or worry about an adversity you or someone you love are facing. Breathing in, know that you are not alone. You are not alone. Breathing out, gently ease the weight of your fear and suffering. In the stillness, notice with compassion a situation that causes frustration or anger to arise. Breathing in, trust that forgiveness is present here. Breathing out, gently release anger. In the stillness, notice with compassion where your mind gets stuck in comparisons or judgment. Breathing in, trust that you are enough. Your needs are generously met. Breathing out, sense gratitude in this moment, just as it is. In the stillness, notice with compassion where your heart feels heavy with sorrow and grief, with despair or loneliness. Breathe in and know that you are not alone. You are not alone. Breathe out and let the blanket of compassion wrap around you. In the stillness, gently bring to mind a beloved who has died and allow a cherished memory to bring you with love into their presence. Breathe in the comfort of their loving presence still with you. Breathe out and let this presence help you befriend for just a moment the fragile creature of your own body. I breathe in and hear the voice of God whispering hope. I breathe out and hear the voice of God whispering hope. Breathe in and hear the voice of God whispering peace. Breathe out and hear the voice of God whispering peace. Breathe in and hear the voice of God whispering love. Breathe out and hear the voice of God whispering love. Breathe in and hear the voice of God whispering joy. Breathe out and hear the voice of God whispering joy. And as you come back to your breath, come back fully to the space you are in. Know that these gifts of hope and peace, love and joy abide always. And I'll close with a prayer from Fra Giovanni. There is nothing I can give you which you have not. But there is much, very much, that while I cannot give it, you can take. No heaven can come to us unless our hearts find rest in it today. Take heaven. No peace lies in the future which is not hidden in this present little instant. Take peace. The gloom of the world is but a shadow. Behind it, yet within our reach, is joy. There is radiance and glory in darkness, could we but see. And to see, we have only to look. I beseech you to look. May it be so. And so it is. Amen.